This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishneh Yomi. We are starting a new perek. Mishneh Yomi Kalim, Tes Vav Aleph. I hope to do today Aleph and Beis, although they are long, so I don't know how it's going to go. So we'll see. So hopefully today is Tes Vav, Aleph and Beis, but that will remain to be seen. Yesterday we learned Perek Gedalad, Mishnah Zion. Let's try to move because we got a lot to do today. Okay? So we said that metal Kalim are Mekabel Tumma, a special Tumma when they're broken, and a special Tara when they're broken. Now, the Tumma when they're broken, that's referring to the Tumma Yeshana Gezerah they made by Kli Mateichas, we spoke about already several times, that the old Tumma comes back after you reconstitute it. What's this new Tara Shavurim? We'll learn about that in a minute. Rebbe Lezer, Shita Rishua says, I don't agree with it. Let's see. If you're Maza on it, it had Tumas Mez. You Maza on it on day three, then it broke, you reconstituted it, you fixed it. Then you're Maza a second time, that same day, without waiting till day number seven, that's good enough, says Rebbe Lezer. Yes, the breaking and reconstruction is substitution for the extra 4 days. It's a fascinating, fascinating Kiddush. But it's a little easy to understand in light of the fact that this whole thing is Darabonim. It's right, so once it's broken, it's tar 100%. So knowing that makes it a little easier to wrap your head around it. Rebbe Shua says, no. You have to Maza day three, day seven, no such thing. And they bring down on the footnotes some other different cases where we could use Rebbe Lezer's Kula. What if it broke before the first sprinkling? What happens then? Et cetera, et cetera. Ches. A key that is a leg shape. Kind of like a Z. Not exactly. There's you have your thigh, then your leg, and then your foot. So it got broken. So Rebbe Yehuda says, listen, you can't use it from the outside more, but it still works on the inside. You see the pictures. We spoke about how that could work. But if it's a gam key, which is like the size of like a dalad shape, and it got broken, that's tar. That's totally unusable. Nachum, by the way, say that the first key is tar because if you can't use it from the outside, it's not good enough. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, you can use it from the inside, it's good enough. But this second key, you're fine. If it has chofen and a koven, has teeth and grooves, tameh, fine. If you remove and the part that broke off, because it's still usable. If you remove the teeth, then you have tuma because of the grooves. If you close up the grooves, then you have tuma because of the teeth. If you remove the teeth and the grooves, or the grooves go into another, so it becomes one big groove, then it's tar. I didn't really understand this mission 100%. How could you have grooves without teeth? It's not 100% clear to me. Maybe one groove you could have, I don't know, because you create grooves by making teeth. I'm a little bit confused on the whole matter, but okay. A little bit confused. Fine. No, I don't think I have it exactly understood. If you have a mustard filter that's supposed to keep the psyllus, the waste up top, and three holes combine into one big hole, and now the psyllus is going to fall down to the bottom, that's Tyra. Okay. The last thing is a metal hopper is Tameya because that is a Kli. All right. Rabbi Yisai, let's go. Okay, the Chazar went pretty quick, so let's see what we can do today. Let's try if we can do two. All right, let's go. Clay eights. Okay, wooden Kalim. Clay or leather Kalim. Clay etzem. Bone Kalim. Clay zchuchas. Glass Kalim. Shutayin, Tahir, Mekablan, Tayin. They only have Tumah when they are smooth, when they have no receptacle. If they have receptacle, it's Tameya. Now, that is something we spoke about several times already. We should be very, very accustomed to that. The main exception is Kli Mateichas. Metal, Pshutei Kli Mateichas, are Mekabel Tumah. Now, worth mentioning glass. Glass is unique. It has some aspects of Kli Cheres, some of Kli Etzem, some of Kli Eitz, some of Kli Mateichas. The bottom line is that it's Darabanan. They were going to Darabanan and Kli Zchuches because it's made out of dirt made out of sand, so that's what they did there. Okay, fine. Weiter. Nishbiru teharu. If they broke, they are tahar. Okay, that's easy. Chaz of us can make new kale, the kabbal tumma can laba. Tumma, the kabbal tumma from here on, but the old tumma is not here. Hashido. Now we're going to talk about large kalim. This is a very something we mentioned very briefly at one point, But we did not really discuss it at length. And this is an important Mishnah. And then we're starting like a whole new topic here. So it's geschmack. It's a little schachos. Shida, okay? What's shida? Large box made out of wood. You put it in a chves. Seeds or kalim. All right. Teva. This is the box that the banker stands behind, sits behind. Migdal. Migdal.
Wooden cabinet.
Thank you. It has different sections. Kaveres akash. What are they translate kaveres?
Large straw basket.
Basket. Large straw basket. Kaveres akonim. Large reed basket. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's round. Sometimes use it for bees. It comes up sometimes in the Gemara. They have it in odd kli eitz because these things grow from the ground. Important to note. Its bottom is flat. Okay. So all these things, they have receptacles. So we would think they are makabel toma. They definitely can hold things. Bor Svin Alexander's, the pit. What do they call the bar?
A wooden water tank.
Tank, that's a good word.
Ship.
Okay, a wooden water tank of the Alexandrian ship. These are large ships that go all the way from Eretz Yisrael to Alexandria in Egypt. And therefore, they have to carry a lot of fresh water for the sailors to drink. And they put it somewhere in the boat, etc. Okay. Sheishlim Shulayim. All these have a bottom. They're not rounded at the bottom, not pointy at the bottom. They have a flat bottom. Okay. Sheishlim Shulayim. Ve'machzikim arboim sobelach. They hold 40 salt liquid. Shem Karayim Beyavish, which is 2 car dry. Now, a car is 30 saw. So when you're telling me you're holding 2 car, you're holding 60 saw. You're holding 50% more when you're dry. How do you hold 50% more when you're dry? Because of the heaping on top. But they say it's only Negea. That can only happen in a case where the Kli, I think, is 2 times wider than it is high. Yeah. Rachvoy Pishnayim Migova, yeah. Okay. Fine. Some say, do we need both of the Shiurim or not? That's debatable. Okay. What if we can hold one? It does one, but not the other, et cetera, et cetera. That's debatable. We're just going to keep it simple and say that it holds both of these shiurim and has to have both. Let's just say, okay? I don't know what size this is exactly. I mean, arboim sablach, it's the size of a mikvah. Well, like a bathtub-ish around that. So it has to be 3 amos high, 1 by 1 amos wide, I think. Not that big. I don't know. I would like to find one of these large containers of some sort. I don't know. Okay. Maybe like an oil container that you see if like they carry oil in. Maybe. Those are probably a little bigger. All right. Harei Elu Tahirin. They are tahar. Why are they tahar? Okay, it says in the Pasuk. Compares. Kol Kli Eitz. Oy Beged. Oh, Sak. They're not Mekabel Toma unless they're similar to Sak. Sak, a sackcloth. Sack. It's a little interesting because the Hebrew word and the English word are very similar. Sak and sack. All right. You could tell so that you can move it whether it's empty, whether it's full. So therefore, kelim mikabel toma, if you can move them, whether they're empty or whether they're full. These large kelim that we mentioned in the Mishnah, they are so large, you cannot carry them. You cannot move them when they're full. Because why? They would break. Aha. What if they're very sturdy? That's a good question. Some say that's not the pshat, not because it would break. Is that... It needs a lot of people's time. You're not strong enough. Not that it would break. I don't care if it's going to break or not going to break. The point is, one person's not strong enough. Fine. Now, this applies to wood, hide, and bone. Cheres, mm-mm. Nope. Mateiros, mm-mm. Nope. Those do not, they don't have this heter. Right. Okay. glass has din of kli cheres, and it's mekabel tuma, even if you cannot be metaltel it mali v'reikon. You hear that, Rabbi Isai? Glass, say it again, is like a kli cheres. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So in that way, glass is like kli cheres. It's so strange. So glass has so many ways. In other words, we said it needs a kibble because it's like eitz and ar and etzem. That's that, that has that kula, but it has a chumra that it's mekabel tuma even if it's not metaltel mali v'reikon, like kli cheres. Okay. So much to remember. Shar kol ha-kelim. All other kelim, bein mekam, bein mekam, they hold or don't, t'mein devir meir. What? What's so special about these? What do you mean to say? All other kelim, I don't care if they can hold that amount. They're still mekabel tuma. Why? So they say like this. Listen. Regular kelim that are large, if we don't know for a fact whether they can be moved full, we should assume that they could be moved full. We should assume they could, and they're mekabel tuma. I don't understand what that means. Why would you assume that? I don't understand that. Let's see later in the Mishnah, so we get some clarity here. These six kelim, we could assume that they're not moved to full. This is only in a case where you don't know. But if you know that it can't be metaltel mole, that's not mekabel tuma. I thought these are mathematical measurements. I don't understand. Like, assume, not assume. Just take your measurements. Why do we have to like make assumptions here? I don't understand this. I'm just reading the words. Stam klei tzaboyim b'mida. The words tzaboyim b'mida, I think, means that it holds a lot. Yeah. Stam. I'm just reading again. Stam klei tzaboyim b'mida. If you don't know for a fact, that means they have that measurement, but you don't know if they can't be metalta male. Maybe they could. Why would they be able to? They hold that much. They can't. You just assume they could. I don't know why you would assume that. Why would you assume that? Why is that true? Very strange. Let's keep going. I think maybe we'll get some answers at the end of the Mishnah. Okay, it's a long Mishnah. That's a matter. All right. Listen, Yehuda says like this. Yehuda disagrees. Dardar agola, a large wooden container. That rides on a wagon. What's the point of it? I don't know. It's very large, made out of wooden boards. It holds water. Since it's made to move because it's on the wagon, even though it holds a lot. Yehuda will tell us now five things that are very chomer. That they're made to be moved when they're full. And therefore, they're tummy. They're saying what? That they're tummy, these things. Yeah. Kusmois hamalachim. Chests made out of different cubbies. Kings carry with them on their chariots.
Supply chest.
Arivas ha'abdonin. You want to go for it, Mr. T?
The tanner's large wooden trough.
Trough? Large wooden for the trough. Okay. Apparently they move these things. I don't know why. Bor spigatana. The pit. The water tank. The small boats that go from city in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. All these things. Aval pi. Oh, sorry, I skipped. Barain and a coffin.
A lodge.
Aval pi shemekablin. Even though they're mekabel 40 saw, they're abayim b'mi. The 40 saw yavesh crime. 40 saw lach crime yavesh. Tmein. They are tmein. Why? Shinasun the taltel elamash ebisoychon. They're made to move. These things They're made to be moved full. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. You got that? We understand that? Ushar kol hakelim. I understand what's in the pit in the large, the tank in the large boat and in the small boat. They're both made to be moved. I saw they asked on the footnote somewhere. What's the difference? Yeah, they bring down the, yeah. What's the difference? Shar kol hakelim, that's not. So mekablin, and they hold that amount. Tyron. Shane McCoblin, if they can't, then it's man. That makes sense. So, what happened here? So, I'm going to read the summary here. Let's read it. Everyone agrees that a kli that is not meant to be, cannot be moved full, is not Mekabel Toma. The Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is, when should we assume that a large kli is not metaltel male? When should we make that assumption? You hear that? They're arguing, when should we assume that a large kli is not mekabel toma? Okay, let's see. Meir says only 3-6 kalim. Yehuda says no, all kalim, except for these 5. So it comes out that according to the 6 kalim of Remeir, they cannot be moved, like the Shita, the Teva, the Migdal, everyone agrees they're tar. Mm-hmm. The 5 that Yehuda talked about that are moved, everyone agrees they're Tame. Mm-hmm. They're arguing about other kalim. But the Mishnah now will tell us that there's really only one other kli out there. There's only one other kli out there, and that would be what they're arguing about. There's no machlokes except arivas balabayis.
The eating trowel of a common householder.
The kneading trowel. Okay. Of the what? The household owner.
The common household.
Yeah.
I mean,
Remeir says it's Mekabel Toma even though it's Bayim B'Midah. Yehuda says only counted Kalim. He said, Yehuda told us which Kalim have Kabbalah's Toma even though they're Bayim B'Midah, and this didn't count. Because this one, it's not Mekabel Toma. What's the Machlokes about? They say over here, maybe they move it once in a while. So Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing if that's considered movable or not. Okay. That's a hard Mishnah. So they explain over here, this is another important point that the Mishnah is not discussed, but it's a point to mention. This is the Gabe regular. What about the Gabe Medrash? What if you have like a bed that's so large? I think we said Pshute Kli, it's half Tumas Medrus. Pretty sure we said that. But what if you have like something as a receptacle, but it's not Metalti Mal Vareikon? Some say that just like when it comes to Medrus, we find Pshute Kli, it's a Mekabel Toma. So we'll get the Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Once they have Tumas Medrus, they have all the Tumas. And also the Metalti Mal Vareikon, you don't have to be movable. Some say no. Once you're not metalte malvareka, there's no tuma whatsoever. Chloikis, Rishainim. Rashi holds that way. All right, I think we'll stop here. I think this next mission is not an easy one either. It'll take another 10 minutes. I think they're just pushing it too hard.
Okay.
I have to remember that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.